One of the five proposals significantly reduces the rate the utility pays rooftop solar users for their excess power. That process of reimbursement is called net metering. JEA wants to take that rate from 10 cents a kilowatt hour to just 3.25 cents. In place of the more generous payment, the community-owned utility will offer a 30% rebate for solar users who install battery backups. Steve McInall is JEA's Director for Electric Production Resource Planning.
If somebody puts in a battery and stores their excess and then uses it to offset consumption, they essentially still get full retail for all of their output from their solar, from the rooftop solar system. You know, even though we're not paying them, they're essentially paying themselves because they're not using that energy from us.
McInall says the proposal should drive down the cost of battery installation in Northeast Florida and help customers and the utility save money. The board will also vote on whether to build 5 new solar farms in Northeast Florida by 2020, the majority on Jacksonville's west side, and on including renewable energy in a 2010 pledge to generate 30% of its power from nuclear. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.